following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to another weekend. I'm Andy Brownell, and of course it's Saturday, and that means I am with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Hope you're able to enjoy a weekend here.
Yeah, I have some fun stuff going on. We're doing some new team photos today and individual photos, so I've got that next on my agenda. Got a client that is leaving town and has some brothers helping her move, but asked if we have some muscles that could help put a few heavy items on the truck, so we'll head over there. Then I have a final walkthrough for a closing that I have on Monday. So, yeah, I'll be working all day.
Oh, my gosh.
Tomorrow I'm going to start packing up and getting ready because I'm going to take a real live vacation.
Oh, I know you take a lot of trips that aren't real vacations, so that's awful nice to hear that you're actually taking a vacation.
Most of my trips aren't vacations. Usually if I travel, it's to speak somewhere, to attend a conference. You know, it's got something to do with real estate. And not that I don't have fun. Don't feel sorry for me because it's fun. But this time I will pack nothing but T-shirts and shorts and sweatshirts and jeans and a swimming suit and a cover-up. And we're going to northern Michigan and we're going to check out Mackinac Island.
Oh, fun. Wow.
But, you know, unlike most people will spend their weekend on vacation and extend the weekend. We're doing 5 days but doing Monday through Friday. Because the weekends are a little harder to get away.
Yeah, you're working weekends. Yeah. I'm in one of those positions, too, where we work weekends, too. I don't think I've had a job in my entire life where I didn't have to work at least some weekends.
I absolutely have not. I started as a server. Well, we called it waitress back in the day. Well, first babysitting. That's only weekends and evenings. Then
true.
Waitressing, which is pretty much only weekends and evenings. And then the hospital, which I had my fair share of, never evenings, but weekends. And then this. And this is pretty much all weekends and evenings and holidays. And one day is the same as the next. Doesn't matter. I love it. I've got, I laugh because people say, oh, you can make your own schedule. Yeah, I can, but I've never, ever had a job where I work as hard as I do in this job because my schedule is pretty full from early morning till late night.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That's what I choose.
And we live in a town where, or an area where there are an awful lot of people who work weekends in the medical field.
Yes.
So, yeah.
You don't just shut hospitals down on weekends, do you?
No, you don't. Well, you mentioned that one of the things you're doing this weekend is helping somebody move out. And I had seen, I didn't read the article, but I saw a headline that was talking about that there's been a shift and a lot of people are moving away from bigger cities.
Yeah. There was some statistics about how many people that are actually searching online are searching for markets outside of where they currently live. So that is interesting, and I think there's a lot of reasons for that, right? I think that a lot of people moved during COVID, and they moved because they could work from anywhere. A lot of people have been called back to the office. So that changes. Now, some of those people that got called back to the office are saying, no way, I'll just go get a different job where I don't have to go back to the office. I think a lot of people bought in a higher price range because they could, because the interest rates were so low so they could afford it. But now with the prices of everything else going up, I think things are becoming pretty unaffordable in some of those cities. Because ironically, the city where the people were trying to escape the most was one of the California cities. Let me see if I can find that.
Well, I'm betting it's Silicon Valley.
Yeah, San Jose, California. So the largest cities that topped the list of out-of-market searches was San Jose, California, with a staggering 93.7% of home shoppers, so people shopping online, were actually looking for homes elsewhere, like Wardich in this place. And right behind them came Washington, D.C. metro area with 86.4%. followed by Seattle with 80% and Salt Lake City with 77%. So we're not talking just like, oh, 40% of the people looking are looking to leave. Like the majority of the people looking in those cities particularly are looking to leave. But in general, it said 3 in 5 buyers are looking for homes outside of their current city.
And those are largely people living in larger metropolitan areas, yep. I imagine.
Yep, I think so.
Well, the one in San Jose, I really understand that one because that, isn't that like some of the most expensive housing in the entire country, San Jose?
According to Zillow, the average home value is 1.4. Average value is 1.4 million. So average for people like you and I, 1.4 million. Average.
When I was a kid, I mean a really little kid, 5 years old, we lived in San Jose for 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Because my dad was in IBM school.
Oh, wow.
So we traveled to California for a summer and lived there. And you know what? Well, this was a million years ago, but I've also seen plenty of images and videos of San Jose. The homes aren't that fancy.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, so one of the things that I've gotten to do both when I worked at Coldwell Banker and with RE/MAX is I get to attend this conference each year called Elite Retreat. And Coldwell Banker was really good about it. Whenever we would have a conference and they always did them in big cities, you know, cool places. Whenever we did a conference, we got to do a tour of like the high-end houses that were on the market. And I remember going in some of them thinking, ew, this house feels like 1960 and they want $1.5 million for it. It's not even big, you know, and it's just, it's completely different right now. Don't worry, I also saw some pretty awesome ones. One time we were, our conference was in Hawaii, in Oahu, and we got to have a party at a beach house that Cher owned and had on the market with the Coldwell Banker agent at the time when I was with Coldwell Banker. And they didn't tell us whose house it was. They just said it's somebody very famous's house. And they had all the pictures covered with dark paper, but you know how people are. They talk and chit chat, and somebody knew and not supposed to tell anybody and tell somebody else. And by the end of the night, we all knew we were at Cher's house. So we're all, but yeah, it was pretty cool. And even with RE/MAX, we'll do tours in some of the cities, and there it's more driven by the local agents. So like say one time we had the Elite Retreat in Scottsdale, and then a couple of the high end agents there hired the bus and set up the tour and took us to the listings that they together, you know, with between the two of them had listed in the high end range. So we got to see them. Now those were pretty impressive, and I could see why they cost as much as they cost, because they were big. They were on golf courses. I mean, it's crazy how big and fancy some people's homes are. We're seeing more and more of it here.
That's for sure.
I think yesterday Brett asked me, just take a guess, Mom, how many houses you think are currently actively on the market in the state of Minnesota for over $2 million. And I was so far off. I said, oh, I don't know, 66. And he's like, 334.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah. Now, a lot of them are big lake homes, you know, like on Gull Lake or up on Lake Minnetonka and in the Twin Cities. But still, it's quite a few, right? 364 over 2 million. Well, in San Jose, California, it'd be like, you know, most of them, if the average is 1.4.
Yeah, that would be my Rambler that I live in would probably be over 1 million in San Jose.
Yeah, isn't that something?
It is something. But well, Washington, D.C. was the other one I was thinking about that. Understandably, with all the news of layoffs happening in the federal government,
yeah.
I bet people are getting out. And that's an expensive place to live, too. Those suburbs in Maryland and Virginia, Alexandria, all those places.
Very costly. I have a few friends that are my very dear friends through RE/MAX that are realtors there. And boy, what they're dealing with in their market is completely different than what we're dealing with. I say, you know, for Rochester, with the growth that we have going on at Mayo, and in the next 15 years, we will have, you know, 50,000 new jobs and 24,000 new homes. And they're like, what? We're moving to Rochester. Yeah, I mean, we're very blessed. We are very blessed to live in an area where real estate is thriving, has continued to thrive. And I think as far as I can see into the, you know, foreseeable future, it's going to be nothing but up, 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 up. Prices are going to get more expensive. Homes are going to be harder to come by because we're going to have more buyers and fewer homes. And you know what that does?
Yes, I do. Hey, Robin, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Talk more about what's happening with real estate in the area with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Good morning. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. Right before the break, Robin, you mentioned the growth that's happening and will continue to happen in the Rochester area and I guess all throughout southeastern Minnesota. But I saw a study, an updated study, because there have been previous studies on this topic, but the updated study now said 18,000 housing units, additional housing units needed for the Rochester area in just the next 10 years.
Right.
I'm like, what? That's not possible.
18,000 in the next 10 years, and then up that to 24,000 in the next 15 years. So just imagine what kind of constant growth is going on. Now, housing units doesn't necessarily mean single family housing.
Sure.
You know, a lot of them will be apartments or townhomes or condos or whatever, however they could build in the masses. But yeah, there's going to be, if you've been downtown lately, it's a pretty good indicator of what
yes.
we've got going on and what we're going to have going on ahead of us. So I'm guessing that some of those people in California and Washington, D.C. and Salt Lake City and all the other places that they're trying to leave are looking to come here because people have been reading and they understand what a fabulous place this is to live, what a great opportunity real estate is. We're getting more and more calls from real estate investors that are from out of state that say, I've done my research and Rochester seems to be the best place to invest in real estate. We'd like to buy and own some rentals. So people are pretty savvy. And I feel like this is a really good place in this conversation to interject that the power of the brand of RE/MAX that I get to be a part of is unreal. Because when my RE/MAX colleagues across the country that are also in the top 1% of all realtors, just like I am, so they're also very successful and very good at what they do, when they have their personal clients that know them and trust them say, oh my gosh, I've heard Rochester, Minnesota is the place to go. Do you happen to know anybody there? And they can say, oh my gosh, I have a personal friend who's a realtor there who I know will take good care of you. And I do the same thing when I have a doctor leaving Mayo Clinic saying, I got a job at John Hopkins. Who do you have there? I got a job at Boston Mass. Who do you know there? And it feels so good to actually have not only names of people, but these are agents that I understand how they do their business. I understand what kind of business they do. I know them as people. I trust them. So it's really awesome to be able to, you know, hand our clients back and forth and say, okay, I can't help you once you get to Washington, but Karen can, you know, or I can't help you once you get to Scottsdale, but Don can or whatever. So it's really nice to be able to have those names and connections of people that we can give the clients who trust us to so that they can work with another agent that we know will treat them the same way. So it's really awesome.
Well, it's so important. I know personally that personal reference is tantamount. I mean, especially a big change like that, I'm moving across the country. If I can go to you, Robin, and you say, hey, this is the person you need to work with,
right,
I am going to feel way better about the whole thing.
Oh, my clients love it. They're like, oh, and then not only that, but I can kind of keep my fingers in the deal. And that doesn't mean I'm going to try to micromanage, but I'll say, hey, how's the house hunting going? You know, are you guys getting your needs met? And if I hear, oh my God, she's great, she's wonderful, I say, that's awesome. And then I'll give her some feedback and say, hey, they think you're great, you're wonderful, you're doing everything good. Or if they say, I don't feel like I'm a priority, you better believe I'm getting on the phone and saying, what the heck are you doing? They don't feel like they're a priority right now, right? And I've even had clients take it to the next step. I had one Mayo doctor, when he left Arizona, he said, Robin, you need to find me an agent. And so I did. And then he called me and said, I love her. She's great. She's not you. Is there any way I could fly you out here and you could go house hunting with her? Okay. And I'm like, well, I can't. I'm not licensed there. I can come along as a friend and give you my advice. And he's like, that's what I want. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Oh,
so
wow.
I did. But so we, and the agent wasn't intimidated by that at all. She understood that he and I already had a trusting relationship and that he really valued my opinion. So, and I valued her. So it worked out really well. And they're still in that house and they absolutely love it.
Well, you helped my daughter out in the same way. She was moving away. And you connected her with a realtor in Duluth, and he helped them find a fantastic home. I mean,
yes,
a home that was way better than they ever anticipated being able to move into.
And I knew he would. So, yeah, that it is a really – it makes me feel really valuable when I can help people when they're leaving town or, you know, when I can help my colleagues across the country when they have a client coming here. And usually it's, hey, I have a client that's going to be doing a residency at Mayo Clinic. And I'm like, oh, yep, I'm your girl. I can certainly help you. So it's cool. Our network is awesome. It's a big network. I think there's like 145,000 RE/MAX agents across the country. And then in every country, it's a global company, right? And guess what? Numbers just came out and Gwaltney Group for the first half of the year, so January through June, finished number 23 in large teams across the country.
Wow.
What's so impressive about that, I mean, people are like, okay, number 23. No. I'm saying these are large teams. So these teams have at minimum 10 agents, at maximum, no maximum. So like number one team, Gary Ashton team, I think he has like 150 agents. Well, I'm never, with my 11 full-time agents, I'm never going to beat him. But to be number 23 behind the guy that has all those agents, the number two team, Ryan O'Neill, Minnesota Realty out of the Twin Cities. Oh, super great guy. Love him so much. But I'm pretty sure he has close to 100 agents. I mean, he has a lot.
And they're in bigger cities too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any of these other top 25 teams live in a small, you know, somewhat rural market. I mean, we have Rochester, but we're by far a metro. And let's also look at what the average sale price is in most of those markets versus ours. So what that means is we just sell a whole lot of houses, a whole lot of houses. And I like it.
All right, Robin.
Doing it.
We need to take another break. We'll come back. Maybe you could share some listings with us when we come back.
Absolutely.
With Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results at News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome back. We are with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. And Robin, you have some listings for us?
I do. So I have quite a few listings now, which is great, but I just picked a few that are in the last 3 weeks on the market. Okay. So the newer listings, definitely invite you to visit my website, which is gwaltneygroup.com, to see all of our listings, to see all the beautiful pictures, and to investigate any of these that might spike your interest. Okay. So we have a new one up on Weatherhill, which now means we have four on Weatherhill. So we've got one up there for $1.3 million. We've got one up there for $1.4 million, and we've got one up there for $2.499 million. So if you're looking to move to Weatherhill, I got a little something for everybody. But this one is a really cool house. It is kind of a mid-century modern with an art flair. It's got the most gorgeous views. It was built in 1971, It has 4,850 square feet. It has just under 3 acres. It's got 4 bedrooms, 4 baths, and a 5-car garage. It's got this really cool big space above the garage that the current owners use as like a family room, rec room, slash workout room. It could be like a great art studio, or if you had a business that you worked from home, it would be a great office that's separated from the rest of the house. It's a cool place, really cool place. We've got a...
Well, first of all, if I win the Powerball this weekend, I'm buying that house.
Okay, sounds good.
Mid-century modern. I love those houses.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool. All right, so then I have out in Summerby, Shardlow Place, 668 Shardlow Place. We've got a townhome unit out there that is 2,293 square feet. It's 3 beds, 3 baths with a 2-car garage. And that one is $359,900. Okay. And in Wabasha, we have a couple of options for you. We have 236 Allegheny Avenue for $274,900. And this one is 4 beds, 2 baths, a 1-car garage. And then we have one at 717 Broadway Avenue in Wabasha. And this one is 3 beds, 3 baths, and this one's $299,900. So $274,900 on Allegheny, $299,900 on Broadway Avenue. So two beauties in Wabasha under $300,000. So whether you're looking to move to Wabasha, or you just spend a lot of time there and would like a weekend home, or you think you would like to own a rental, because they're very short on rental properties over there. So lots of options. All right, another one is 830 Prairie Island Road. We talked about this one last week. So this one's been on the market for 8 days now, but it's worth mentioning again because, OMG, this house is amazing. Go on the website, if not for anything else, just to look at the pictures of this baby.
This is right on the river,
Prairie,
right?
Prairie Island Road. It is. And it is 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 6,176 square feet, a 4-car garage. It was built in 2005, so it's 20 years old, and I am not kidding when I say this. If you walk into the house, you feel like you are in a brand new house. It is so meticulously maintained and beautifully decorated and very updated. I mean, it's a beauty. It is a beauty, no doubt about that. So that one, please, if you want to see it, give me a call and let's go take a look. Have a nice house out on 6317 Oak Meadow Lane Northwest. This one is 3,940 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths with a 6-car garage. It's got a really nice workshop that most of the men who look at it drool over it. That $795. That sounded very sexist, but it's true. Not too
it
many.
Is true.
There are some women that get excited about a 6-car garage, but probably because they want to put 6 really awesome cars in it. Not so much they want to go out and build stuff. But, you know, there's some that want to do that, too. There is a townhome that I listed at 1916 Greenview Place. And this is a really nice unit. The owners went through and had it all freshly painted and did some upgrades in the kitchen. It's really cute. And it's $219,900. And it's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath with a 1-car garage. So I've got some good options. And like I said, that is certainly not all of our listings, but it is the newest ones, the ones in the last 3 weeks.
All right. So 2 weeks and counting to the big party.
I'm so excited. We already have like 250 people who have said they're coming. So I hope they really do. We always have to count on the weather, but we do a huge customer client appreciation party out at the History Center, and it's really fun, and we just kind of add something to it each year. So to give you an idea of some of the stuff that'll be going on, we've got a really fun DJ who keeps it happening. It's just like 2 hours, right? You come out, you register because there's lots of door prizes, and then immediately you can do whatever you want. Go get some food, sit and listen to the music. Go play bingo, play some of the more active games like throwing footballs and running and racing and musical chairs or stuff that mostly the kids are playing, but some of the adults join in. Hula hoop contest 1 year was one of my adult clients. I was pretty proud of. And anyway, lots of fun things. We do great prizes, a really good meal. We've got the Flapdoodle ice cream truck. We have a grand prize this year. The last 3 years, it's been a vacation. It's a little trickier to do. And one lady said last year she would prefer all airfare because she has kids that live in different states. So this year we decided to do the grand prize check for $5,000.
Awesome.
So whoever wins can do whatever the heck they want. Okay. So this party is on August 3rd, right? That's the Sunday. And I don't have it in front of me, but I believe that's the date.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. And it is, like I said, just a 2-hour picnic and loaded with fun. And it's for our past clients and, of course, our current clients and our future clients. So if you haven't received an email and you feel like, oh, you know what, this is the year I'm going to call the Gwaltneys to get my house on the market or to help me buy a house, come on out. We'd love to see you.
Awesome. So how do we get a hold of you, Robin?
Call me on my cell phone, and that number is 507-259-4926. And I promise you, I will always take your call. If I'm talking to somebody else, I will call you back.
All right, Robin. Look forward to talking to you again next weekend. Thank you. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results at Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.